Now, you might have heard about the groundswell of political action against Tony Abbott in his Sydney electorate of Warringah. Warringah covers from Neutral Bay all the way up to Curl Curl. And there's been a number of micro-campaigns such as Vote Tony Out, Budgies Against Abbott and Think Twice Warringah that are all contributing to the cause with really overwhelming support, striving to unseat the former PM. Here to chat with us today is one of these activists. Daniel is from Think Twice Warringah, and he joins us on the line now. Thanks so much for joining us, Daniel.
Good morning, Tess. Thanks for having me on.
So why did you start the Think Twice Warringah campaign in the first place?
Yeah, I guess, look, we started originally about 9 weeks ago in early October. We're a group of young voters in their 20s who have for a long time despised the views of Abbott and his conservative right-wing factions within the Liberal Party, I guess. What started as a small group has now really grown. But the reason why we started it was we just feel that over the last 24 years with Abbott as our MP, it's about time he was held to account for, you know, his myriad of quotes, which people have seen on the posters. I guess we were talking about Abbott and the Liberal Party within our inner circles, our friends and family. But through the campaign, we were just hoping to mobilise more people and start conversations within the electorate and obviously push for change in 2019.
And you have been very busy putting up posters of controversial Abbott quotes around the streets. How have the signs been received by the community?
Yeah, so I guess when we started, you know, in October, it kind of was our small little group were doing it at nighttime, getting out and about within the electorate, putting them up. What changed from there was we had such a positive response from passers-by that what was a night campaign has just turned into a campaign that we're now doing within our free time. So originally, five of us that were out there postering have now morphed into 40 volunteers throughout the electorate. And people are just really loving the conversations that are coming from these posters. And as I said, you know, these conversations we were just originally having within our inner circles. But the whole point of our campaign was to create that conversation and to hold Abbott to account for what he has said on a number of issues, you know, from the GLBTI community to women, you know, on abortion, vaccination. There's, you know, loads of quotes out there, and we just thought it was time that we held Tony to account for his views over the last 24 years.
And 5 to 40 is quite a jump. You guys have seem to have gotten quite a lot of support behind you.
Yeah, I think that's one of the wonderful things about Tony being Tony, is that obviously there's, you know, he's a well-known figure, not only within the electorate, but around the country. So, yeah, whilst we've got 40 people on the ground, just the generosity from people all around you know, New South Wales and from Australia has been amazing. We've received countless emails from people, you know, offering to do their bit online to help us out. And yeah, it's just, yeah, 5 to 40 within 9 weeks. It's been pretty insane.
And with the federal election coming towards us for next year, are there any plans to do anything differently in the lead up to the federal election?
I guess what we're going to be doing is just really pushing that conversation, varying our content in regards to some of the quotes that we've got out there. There's lots on the public record that Tony has said, so we're just going to be really pumping out the posters, getting them out there, starting those conversations. But what is really exciting is, as you said in your introduction, there are a lot of micro campaigns going on. And I think one of the most beautiful things that's come from this is that there's small groups like, you know, like myself and our group. But there's also lots of other groups around the electorate that are now, you know, in conversations and are collaborating all for that, you know, that one sole focus, and that is for change in 2019. I think what we've seen, you know, in Wentworth with Karen Phelps was amazing, and that's, you know, really ignited us to really continue on and fight the good fight, because change is possible. You know, Karen, you know, ran a really positive campaign in Wentworth. That was a seat that was held by the Liberal Party by 17%. Tony only holds Warringah by 11%. So, you know, I think victory is within reach, and we just need to keep on fighting that good fight, starting those conversations with our friends and family, and really, yeah, pushing for something better in 2019.
And just before I do let you go, Daniel, I mean, Abbott's been in that seat for 24 years, as you did mention a bit earlier. That's a long time. Do you think that, you know, you do have a bit of an uphill battle ahead of you in trying to make some change?
Yeah, look, I think the biggest difference between, you know, Abbott 24 years ago and where Abbott is now, I think he's always been a destructive force. But what's really working in our favour is there are a lot of Liberal voters, obviously, within the Warringah electorate that have voted for him in the past that have said that they will not vote for him again. I think his destruction externally to people that have challenged him has now, you know, led to full-fledged warfare with inside the Liberal Party. And he's really self-destructing. So I really think this is the right time to be you know, mobilising and getting these campaigns out there. And we really do think that we can see change in 2019. And there was some polling done on the weekend, which revealed, you know, 1,100 people within the electorate were through landlines were polled. What came from that was 61% of people indicated that they would vote independent in 2019. And 62% of those responders claimed they either disapproved or strongly disapproved of Tony Abbott and his agenda. So I think what we're seeing is something that we haven't seen before within, you know, the Warringah electorate. I think people for a long time that have either been on the progressive side of politics or haven't been able to vote for the Liberal Party have seen their vote in Warringah as a bit of a wasted vote because Abbott's just been a shoo-in every election. And I think that's where it changes this time around. I think he's not as safe as he thinks he is. You know, there was... He was in the paper the other day saying that he thinks that he can be PM again, and I just think that's delusional. I think it's going to be really exciting, and if we continue to build this momentum, I think we can see some exciting changes in 2019.
Well, Daniel, really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Wonderful. Thank you, Tess.
That was Daniel. He's from Think Twice Warringah. It's a campaign talking about the groundswell of political activism in Warringah, the electorate running from Neutral Bay up to Curl Curl, and chatting about potentially the uncertain future of Tony Abbott. He's been in the seat for 24 years, so it's been a long time.